Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet
I'm amazing why. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. You're going to be glad you're with me because we got Paul Casey back on the show. Paul is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the CEO of Casey Communications, author of his Self-Employment for You. He has his own radio show up in the Northwest, up in the great state of Washington. He talks to small business owners at least once a week, maybe twice. I've forgotten exactly. But he does a great job, and he's a great member of our Brain Trust. Paul Casey, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be here again.
It's good to have you back, as always. Paul, there are millions, unfortunately, millions of people unemployed. The number is undeterminable. I've seen the number of 17 million, either unemployed or underemployed. It's a sad, it's a devastating number. And I've been there. I was unemployed a couple of times in my life. And the last time is when I started my own business, 1989. And that's when I said to myself, I looked around, I started to do my resume again, and I said, wait a minute. I don't need any help screwing up my life. I can do that by myself. And I started my own business. A lot of people are thinking about that right now. But they need help with the mindset, the difference between being an employee and being an employer. And that's where you come in, Paul. Talk to us about that.
Yes, Jim, very interesting. I started my business in 1988, so we're right about the same time, and
right.
I had a very similar circumstance, which I entered it to. I tried different careers and went down the road, and I was almost at the end of it. And I said, what other options do I have before me? I mean, I run a nonprofit. I've worked in business. I've worked for government. I've worked for big or corporations, I worked for small corporations, and none of them were satisfying. And what is else out there? And I go, well, I got about, I'm running out of options here, basically. So I kind of backdoored my way into it. Sounds like kind of the way you did, too. And I really think when you start a business under those conditions, that there are a lot of red flags that you should be aware of. And only, let's say, 20-plus years later, I look back, and I say, okay, what did I do right and what did I do wrong when I started? And one of the things I don't think I did right is I did not give enough attention is to what a entrepreneur is, truly. And I didn't grow up in a business, and I'm not sure, I'll bet you probably did not either. I mean, your parents weren't business owners. They worked for somebody.
My parents were not. My grandparents were, but my parents were, you know, they were working class folks and you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and same with mine, right down the same path. And so in looking at starting my own business, I had the concept, I spent an inordinate amount of time trying to figure out what I wanted to do, my passion and things like that, when in fact I didn't give enough time to what the definition, what is it to be an entrepreneur as a profession in and of itself. Forget about what you want to do, but being an entrepreneur, what is that? And I started thinking, when I look back at that, that an entrepreneur is a profession, again, in and of itself, and there's a couple of things that you really have to keep in mind to develop
that
mindset.
So you're telling people to realize that being an entrepreneur is not just an activity. It's something that has to be deep inside of you, doesn't it? It's not just, I mean, you know, when one of the things I think of an entrepreneur like an Olympian, You know, and somebody who wants to be an Olympian, Olympic athlete, they've got something deep inside of them that's different from, in my opinion, than other athletes. And it sounds like that's what you're talking about with an entrepreneur.
You're exactly right. One of the points is, it's like, if you want to be a doctor or you want to be an athlete, you have that singular focus that you want to be this entrepreneur, and you will do it at all costs. Nothing can
And the reason why we're going to go to a break here in a second, the reason why that's important, folks, is because if you're just trying, if you're thinking, well, I'll try being a business owner, what Paul is saying to you right now, it means that you might want to think about that a little bit. You may want to, not that you don't want to try, but you might want to think, not that you don't want to continue to try to be a business owner, but you might want to rethink this part about trying. And we're going to get Paul to flesh this out some more for us after these messages. 22. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Little Stones bringing us back. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out and go there and use it to your advantage. We've got a lot of stuff you can do there. You can listen. You can read. You can ask questions. You can check out my blog. You can subscribe to my newsletter. You can peruse the huge, enormous, no list bigger on the planet of small business experts than our Brain Trust. Right there on the Small Business Advocate website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you are on Twitter, you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Paul Casey is our guest. He's one of our entrepreneurship experts. He's the author of Is Self-Employment for You? And that's what we're talking about. Paul, you were pointing out that being an entrepreneur is a discipline. It's a discipline all its own. And that's something a lot of people don't get when they're starting a business, Paul. I really think people think, well, you know, I buy stuff, I sell stuff, you know, I've done stuff on eBay. I'm a consumer. I know how to write checks. I know how to put money in a bank. I know how to tell people how much they should love my stuff. I think some people actually have believed that that's the only prerequisite for being a business owner, and it is a discipline all into itself.
Precisely. You said something, Jim, just before the break, and I think it's so important when you echoed what I consider so important, too, when you said, I'm going to try this.
Yeah.
If that's in your vocabulary, I think you really should find another day job or go in that direction. What I think is so critical is that you define what an entrepreneur is and look at doing this for the next 10 or 15 years. It's like being a doctor. You go to college, you go to med school, you do your residency, and that takes 12 years to do all that. Before you even get into the room and practicing yourself, it's that sort of dedication that you really have to look at and sit down. If you're married, talk to your wife or your husband, your children. I'm making a major shift here. I'm going to be an entrepreneur, and I'm going to do this. I'm an entrepreneur first. When I first started in business, I started a newspaper, so I consider myself a publisher. I really should have looked at it as being an entrepreneur who is a publisher, who happens to be a publisher.
Right.
And I can't emphasize that enough, and I can tell from your experience, I think you agree with that.
Well, there's no question about it. You know, you talked about the analogy of the doctor. I actually think it's more like being a parent. I mean, nobody should ever say, I think I'm going to try being a parent. Because, you know, once you birth that baby and bring it into the world, you're a parent. And the question is not whether you're going to be a parent or not. The question is, how good of a parent are you going to be?
That's good. I like it. Can I use that?
I mean, when you start a business, that's tantamount to birthing a baby. And you and I, you know, Paul, if anybody who's ever had a child or been around people who have children know that there is no greater commitment in the world than being a parent, and being a business owner is very, very much like that.
You know, Jim, I like it. I'm going to use that if I can. I like that better than mine.
Well,
okay?
Don't forget my commission.
I'll give you credit. I'll say Jim Blassingame says this. That's good. I like that because it gives more of the singular focus of having a parent but you're in it. I mean, you're committed.
And here are the reasons why it's a good analogy. You and I both know, as a business owner, there are things about that business that are not unlike changing a diaper on a baby. You don't want to do it. You don't like to do it. You wish you never had to do it again, but you got to do it if you're going to get this baby grown, if you're going to get it out. And then guess what happens? That baby grows up and becomes a teenager. And you have to love that teenager anyway, even when they're unlovable. And your business, I think that's something people don't get. And you talked about this a minute ago when you talked about, without saying it specifically, about being an entrepreneur. You have to be prepared to be so committed to being a business owner that you'll love your business even when it's unlovable. What do you think?
Absolutely, because your business is going to change, just like I love your analogy, you know, about a child. It's going to go through different stages, and your business will. And it's not really what you think it's going to be when you start out. When I look back to what I thought my business was going to be in 1988 and where it was 5 years from that point, it changed dramatically. And you just, I kind of think it's like getting, you know, putting on a seatbelt and, you know, going NASCAR and buckle in and go for the ride, you know. But it is going to shift all over the place. And that's really, you have to be prepared for that. And, you know, and not to discourage, it's a great ride in many ways, your independence. And that's another thing, Jim, I think I'm very strong at in looking at. You need 3 or 5 extremely powerful reasons why you want to do this. And one of the and throw out making money. That's going to take care of itself. You're either going to make money or you're not. And if you don't, it's going to be a short life in business. So mm-hmm. It's important to make that money. But I really think that you need, again, at least 3 to 5 very powerful reasons that you want to do this. And they're very personal. And mine may not be yours. But all I know is when I had those moments where I'm going, do I really want to continue doing this? I looked at those reasons and it got my head back into the game.
Well, absolutely. And I'll tell you something that we're going to go to a break in a few seconds. And one of the things that I want to talk about when we come back is you said you need to talk to your family about and tell them you're going to become an entrepreneur. And what you've got to be able to do, though, Paul, is you've got to be able to tell them what that means.
Correct.
What is an entrepreneur? What is it going to require of you and of us? And some of the things it's going to require is that you come to terms with the concept of security. You come to terms with the concept of taking risks, of your risk averse, how risk averse you are. Those are all things that you got to talk to your family about. And Paul is going to help us with that when we come back after these messages. Paul Casey is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Paul Casey is our guest. And our good friend Paul, tell us how we can find you online, please.
You can go to selfemploymentforyou.net. And you know right. something, Jim?
Selfemploymentforyou.net. What do we find?
Selfemploymentforyou.net. And I know we're going to be wrapping up shortly, but just want to let people know that if they want to take the self-employment test, or the self-employment for you is something you want to consider, you can take a test and you can add up points. And it gives you a better indication, I think, as to whether this is a step you should take. So
right.
by going
Good
online
job.
There, you can do that.
Well done there. Folks, I hope you check that out. In fact, that perfectly fits with what we're talking about right now. And Paul, as we went to the break, by the way, folks, you can find Paul's book there, which by the same name.
Yes.
Paul, we were talking about, you said a minute ago, make sure before you start your own business that you, and we're talking about the mindset, folks. We're not talking about the financial part. We're not talking about the products. We're not talking about the market strategy. You got to have all that stuff. We talk about that in other times on the show. Right now, we're talking about what's inside your head, what's inside your heart, and what's inside your gut, and the effect that this is going to have on your family, those people who love you and will have to support you. And you asked that question earlier, Paul, and I think one of the things you've got to do is you've got to talk to your family about the concept of risk, about the concept of security, and about how a business owner is compensated and how that could affect the business, the family. What do you think?
I agree with you totally, and I think that you may have to say that, you know, I may not be able to make the soccer game all the time. I may not be able to be at dinner at this time. But here's my vision. I want to be in a more secure position. It may not be next year. It may be 5 to 7 years. But, you know, I look at something, Jim, and this is my mindset, is when I was starting my business and thinking about it, and this is a different time, but I still think it holds true. I looked at if I was successful in sustaining my own business as security. I didn't want someone else telling me whether I was going to work or not and being in control of that.
I completely agree with you.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't look at, you know, if you follow certain steps and you really want to do this, you keep your overhead low, you're focused, you're beamed on making this work, that, in a sense, I look at my colleagues around me now, and I'm saying this at this stage, things can change, but I'm the one with the same phone number for over 20 years.
Exactly.
I'm the one who's kind of not moved out and made a lot of changes every other
well
year
said.
The way things
you
are.
You know, Paul, job security was always a myth. But it's become clear in the last 25 or 30 years that it really is a myth, and I completely agree with you. But one of the things that I found as a business owner, you talked about the soccer thing and everything. I actually, because of technology, and because of I had control of my schedule, I actually was able to make more of those games when my children were little. Because I was in control of that schedule. Now, it might mean that I had to stay up late at night and do some of that work in the middle of the night that I would have done instead of going to the soccer game. But I was able to adjust my schedule for my family. And I actually think I was better at that as a business owner than I would have been as an employee.
And that's the goal. Yeah, absolutely. And that's possible. And that's why we're doing this. I mean, that's major reason. That's why I was going back to the point of why do you want to get into this? Well, you have a great example there.
Yep.
As to what you were able to do running your business. It served as an opportunity to be able to see your kid's soccer game and be able to do that. And that is the good news about doing this. There's a lot of good news for starting your business. But I think what we are trying to do here is just to put a little reality test here so
yep.
we can help people make it. We truly want people to do that and to increase their prospects for success. And I just think what we're talking about now is so very critical before you even write that business plan or even think about it. These are the sorts of things you have to really address.
That's exactly right. And, you know, one last thought, Paul, and I'll let you comment on it for 30 seconds. In my opinion, if you're going to be a successful business owner, you've got to be able to define success in more ways than money and stuff. What do you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you have to want to, that will come. The money will come if you make it. That's secondary because, again, it's very simple. You make the money or you don't. If you don't, you're not successful. You'll have a short life anyhow. But, yes,
Paul,
I
give
agree.
Us the website one more time, please.
Selfemploymentforyou.net.
Thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you, Jim, and let's do it again.
We'll see real soon. Paul Casey, ladies and gentlemen, check it out when you get a chance, his website. And I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, signing off from Orlando, Florida. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.